I want to give a big shout out to all of the activists and organizers who have been doing magnificent work with local councils. Most recently, the greater city of Dandenong, Jim Mehmeti and Rhonda Girard have passed a motion along with the community in support of Palestine to raise the Palestinian flag. There has been numerous city councils in which motions have passed, and I just want to acknowledge all of the work that these communities have been doing. The change is you, and this is where we are winning. So thank you for every effort, for every little thing that you have done to make this happen. And as we gather today, we continue to remember our people in Gaza who have died under the most horrific circumstances. People who were targeted at home, nurses, medical staff, journalists, academics, and writers. And in the words of Rifaat Al-Arir, who was killed, an academic, a Palestinian academic professor, who was killed at home earlier this month. I would like to read a brief of what he's written. If I must die, let it be hope. The death of these people, of our people, must not go to waste. If Rifaat and his family and 8,000 children and 23,000 Palestinian civilians must die, we have to ensure that this is not the end. And we have to ensure that their blood does not go to waste, their sacrifices do not go to waste. And what a beautiful way to think about hope. What inspires more hope than our future generations taking the lead and leading the streets of Melbourne here, Narm, in a strike, Students for Palestine. How amazing, how hopeful is that? How proud are we of these young leaders who are intelligent, smart, organized, and brave? I would like you to welcome Giselle Naif, who is one of the strikers, organizers, for Students Strike for Palestine. Giselle?
The soldiers cursed at us and beat us. They hit me in my back. They took my family and I don't know where they are. That's what 14-year-old Mohammed told Al Jazeera after he was kidnapped by Israeli military from his home and subjected to torture. Shame!
Shame!
Mohammed tried pleading with the soldiers. I told them that I'm just a kid that goes to school, but his words fell on deaf ears. He spent 5 days held hostage in a warehouse. The military numbered their victims. Mohammed was number 56. 56 out of thousands of Palestinian men, women, and children who were tortured by the Israeli military. Shame!
Shame!
This is the reality of Israel's genocide. There is no one or nothing off limits. Schools and hospitals continue to be bombed. Places of refuge turned into rubble. And kids younger than me, rounded up, beaten and starved like cattle. Shame!
Shame!
My name's Giselle, I'm 17, and I'm here today as a representative of School Students for Palestine. I'm here today to stand with Mohammed, to stand with Gaza, and to stand with the people of Palestine. As a school student, I'm constantly told not to talk about Palestine. My teachers say it's too complicated. My government says, let us sort it out. But it doesn't take a genius to see what's going on here. Israel is committing a genocide, a second Nakba. Over over 20,000 Palestinians have been murdered in less than 90 days.
Shame.
Half of those people being children.
Shame.
Muhammad's story is just one of thousands that exposes Israel's crimes against humanity. But Israel is not the only power committing crimes against humanity. Our world leaders are greenlighting a genocide.
Yeah.
Richard Marles recently tweeted about supporting this international rules based order in the Middle East. But what is the rules-based order? It's an order that says if you have a power that is friends with the West, you can get away with anything.
Yeah.
You can besiege an entire population, bomb it to rubble, starve them, do whatever you want. It's an order that sees our politicians mutter platitudes about international humanitarian law while sending hundreds of military exports to Israel. It's an order that sees our government stand on the side of the genociders against those who are being genocided. Will I say fuck your international rules-based order? I choose to stand with Palestine, to stand with the right side of history. I helped organize the biggest school walkout in solidarity with Palestine in the world. 2,000 students walked out of school and marched, not only in solidarity with Palestine, but publicly condemning our government. As students, we were stuck, confined to a school, being forced to desensitize videos of people dying every day. People acting like we're hallucinating when we call out what's happening in this world full of injustice. But the world doesn't have to be like this. As students, as people, as workers, we have power. We have power to disrupt this system, to fight for a better world, a world in which people like Muhammad can live peacefully. And that's exactly why we have to keep going. As the situation in Gaza gets worse, we need to keep using our voice. On the 29th of February, School Students for Palestine will join Students for Palestine, the university group, at the State Library to protest. We will make it loud and clear that we will not comply with this disgusting government. We will not stop fighting until we see a free Palestine, until the siege is lifted from the West Bank, until the genocide ends in Gaza, and until this government cuts ties with Israel.
Yeah.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!